From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Stocks moved higher today as it became clear that there would not be an extended legal battle to determine the outcome of the election. At one point, the Dow Industrials were up more than 150 points. But rising oil prices took some of the momentum away, and the Dow closed up just over 100 points, about 1%. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
While the Dow's upward move wasn't a big one, it was clear from before the opening bell investors were pleased the presidential election had produced a likely victor. David Weiss, chief economist at Standard & Poor's, says he wasn't surprised the market reacted favorably.
I thought it would go up regardless of who won, although different stocks will go up under Bush than under Kerry. Still, people are going to start buying. The worst thing for the markets is uncertainty. Once the uncertainty is resolved, they know which direction to move, they'll move.
Pharmaceutical shares moved higher on expectations that a second Bush administration will likely continue policies favorable to the drug industry. Shares of Pfizer at one point rose more than 4%. Defense industry stocks like Boeing were also higher. But a jump in oil prices checked the market's advance and sent stocks down from their midday high. Oil prices have fallen by about 10% in recent days, but shot back up above $50 a barrel today. Some analysts say traders were betting that Kerry might change Bush administration policy on filling the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Seth Kleinman is an analyst at PFC Energy, an energy markets consulting firm.
There was a fair amount of speculation that Kerry would take more of an interventionist approach to oil markets, may access the SPR, would certainly stop filling it, and that prices would slide as a result. Now that it's clear that that's not going to happen, the market is pretty much as it was, low capacity, tight demand, etc.
But even though there wasn't a big reaction on the stock market today, there were plenty of traders who welcomed a win by the Bush administration. Charles Cadlick with J&W Seligman Company says Wall Street likes the Bush administration's tax policies and believes they have helped boost the economy.
I think for the general market, knowing that the tax rate reductions in place will persist and some of them will be made permanent, that's a positive, that there won't be a policy disruption in terms of monetary instability or new tax increases, and the trend towards freer trade will also continue. And I don't see why that wouldn't be the case in the next 4 years.
Bond prices, however, fell today, pushing the yield or interest rate on the 10-year Treasury up slightly. S&P economist David Weiss says the bond market has not forgotten about the deficit and worries it may grow even larger.
For the bond side, this is actually not good news, and I think you are seeing a little bit of reaction in the bond markets even today. They're looking at basically higher deficits going forward, and that's going to mean higher bond yields.
Still, the market's reaction to the outcome of the election was restrained. That differs sharply from 4 years ago, when a contested presidential race ultimately led to a sharp sell-off on Wall Street. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.